Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Did you get your call from the home office yet?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm just sitting here making notes on what they might say, so I don't know what to say.
Well, what if they don't say what you expect them to?
Dear, I have answers here that'll cover anything.
Good. It must be important if they're calling you on a Saturday.
Yeah, I guess so. And, by the way, could we just keep things a little quiet around here until my call comes through?
Of course, dear.
Dad, hey, Dad. Where is everybody?
Wally, please be quiet. Your father's expecting an important call.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to the movies.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad!
Down, will you, Beef? Don't you know Dad's expecting an important call?
Yes, Beaver. Your father has a lot on his mind.
I just wanted to let you know we're going to the movies.
All right. Are you going together?
Yeah, we're going together. But we're going to different movies.
Yeah, I'm going to the Mayfield Theater.
I'm not going there. All they show is kissing movies.
What do you mean? It's an army picture. They aren't having any girls in it.
Yeah, then I'll bet they'll have kissing in the coming attractions.
Why are you all whispering out here?
Oh, well, dear, we didn't want to disturb you.
Oh. Well, I wish you'd whisper loud enough so I don't have to strain to hear.
It's no big deal, Dad. We're just going to the movies.
Oh. Well, have a good time.
Okay, Dad. I hope when we get home, your mind is nice and empty.
What do you mean by that?
I told him you had a lot on your mind.
Ah, my little dove, do not try to resist. You are in my power.
Hey, Larry, how come he's calling her dove when she's a lady?
Search me.
You must watch the magic amulet as it sways back and forth in the candlelight.
Boy, Larry, he's a pretty hypnotizer, huh?
I don't know. I saw him on television last week doing commercials.
As the amulet sways, you sleep. My darling, sleep.
Boy, she sure is sleeping all right.
Now, my petite, I have you in my power. Arise.
Boy, Beaver, she's getting up. Yeah, she's still sleeping.
And now time no longer exists for you, my pet. My darling, kiss me.
Boy, Beaver, he goes to all the trouble of hypnotizing her, and all he wants to do is kiss her.
Yeah, what a creep.
Go now. Follow my command.
Boy, Beaver, he's kind of walking right through a brick wall.
Yeah, I guess he's not such a creep after all.
Beaver, what are you doing?
Heck, Dad, this is my magic omelet, and I'm trying to hypnotize you.
Well, look, I'm afraid I'm not a very willing subject right now. Why don't you go hypnotize your mother or your brother?
Well, okay, Dad. Anyways, I wouldn't know what to do if I had a real father in my power.
For a couple of seconds.
Look, Beaver, how can you hypnotize a guy when he's soaking wet?
Can I hypnotize you after you get your clothes on?
Well, after I get dressed, I'm going out. I got kind of a date.
With a girl?
Yeah, she's sort of a girl.
You know something, Wally?
What?
You're getting to be an awful wise guy since you started taking baths.
You are going to sleep, my darling. You are in my power. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Hey,
Pay attention, will you, Cat? I'm not playing with you. I'm hypnotizing you.
What are you doing, Squirt?
Nothing, Eddie. That's what I'm doing.
I saw you with that cat. You know what's wrong with you?
What?
You're cracking up, Sam.
Nice kitty.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver. I just dropped in to discuss our plans for the evening with Wally.
Oh, well, he's right upstairs.
Thank you, Mr. Cleaver. Mr. Cleaver, I'm not one for carrying tales, but I believe your younger son is outside annoying the cat from across the street.
Oh.
I just thought you'd like to know.
Yes, thanks. Beaver, will you leave that cat alone?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi. Hey, you want to mess around tonight?
Nah, I'm going over to Mary Ellen Rogers' house.
What are you putting a tie on for?
My father said I should put on a tie.
Okay, put it on. You can always ditch it when you get outside of the warden.
Yeah.
Hey, your hair's wet. Don't tell me you took a shower.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Who do you think you are, Rock Hudson?
And knock it off, Eddie.
Hey, what's your little brother doing? He's out front slugging a cat with a washer.
No, he's not. He saw this movie, The Mad Hypnotist. He's just trying to find somebody to hypnotize.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Master, yours is to command, mine is to obey. Good corn. Hey, you know something? We could really give that beaver the business.
What do you mean?
We could pretend like he hypnotized us and scare the little squirt right out of his skin.
Nah, that's a dirty trick, Eddie.
Sure it is. That's why it's funny.
Look, Eddie, you leave my brother alone or I'll bop you one.
Okay, Muscles. Be seeing you, kid. Baby, won't you please come home? Your loving daddy's all alone.
Oh, hello, Eddie. You singing?
And just practicing for the glee club at school, Mrs. Cleaver.
I'm sure you are.
Be seeing you, Wally. Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver.
Goodbye, Eddie.
See you, Eddie. How do I look, Mom?
Oh, Wally, you look just like a little gentleman.
Gee, Mom, that corny?
Hi, Beaver, old pal. What you doing, kid?
Hi, Eddie. How come you're being so nice to me?
What do you mean? I like you. Hey, I hear you're quite the hypnotist.
Nah, Eddie, it doesn't work.
That's funny. You look like a genuine hypnotist to me.
I do?
Sure. You got the voice, you got the eyes. You're a pretty forceful character, Beef.
How come it didn't work?
You need a sympathetic subject.
Like who?
Like me, for instance.
Are you sympathetic?
Are you kidding? Try me. Just one thing, though. Once you hypnotize me, are you sure you can bring me out of it?
Well, sure. Just like I saw in the movie. All I have to do is stay awake, Slave, and snap my fingers like that.
I am ready, sir.
Watch the magic omelet back and forth. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Deep sleep. Close your eyes. Sleep. 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 You are now under my command and will do anything I say. Eddie? Get up, Slade. Boy, oh boy. Wait a minute, Eddie. Don't do that. Wake up, Eddie. Wake up. Come on, Eddie, wake up. Come on, wake up. Wake up, Eddie, wake up.
Hey, babe.
Come on, Eddie, wake up.
Hey, babe, come here. Come on, hurry up.
Mom wants you to come in to dinner.
Okay.
Hey, where's Eddie going?
Home for supper, I guess.
Oh.
How are
office.
Well, I should finish it by this evening.
What's this one about?
Oh, they want us to keep a firmer hand on the pulse of the women shoppers.
Well, I'm not going to have my husband holding hands with any women shoppers.
Oh, dear, how can you possibly take a woman's pulse without holding her hand? Guess I better be getting back.
You better. Well, anyway, honey, you're going to have it quiet around here. Wally's going out, and Beaver went over to Larry's right after Sunday school.
So long, Mom. So long, Dad.
I suppose you'd consider it an invasion of your privacy if we asked where you were going.
No, Dad. There was a big slide up on Crest Highway, and Lumpy's father's taking us up to look at the mud.
Well, how do you like that? I'm home working on reports, and Fred Rutherford's out looking at mud.
Well, dear, maybe that's why you have a corner office, and he doesn't.
Hey, Larry, what you doing? Filling these bottles with gutter water. How come? Because there's nothing else to do. Hey, Beaver, what's the matter with you?
He's following me, Larry.
Who's following you?
Eddie Haskell, and I kind of hypnotized him.
What are you talking about, Beaver?
Yeah, I hypnotized him yesterday, and I thought he'd get over it. But I just ran into him on Grand Avenue, and he's following me.
He's probably just giving you the business.
Why would he do that?
Because he's a rat.
Oh, well, he's a rat, but look.
Master. Master.
Boy, Beaver, what a kooky night.
You sure is scary, though.
Master. Master. Master, I am yours to command.
Cut it out, will you, Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie, why don't you leave him alone?
Master, I kill for you. I steal for you.
Well, go away, will you, Eddie?
Yeah, go jump in the lake.
Yes, Master. Slave jump in lake for Master.
Hey, Beaver, if he did jump in the lake and got drowned, the police would come and get you.
Gee, Larry, you said he was kidding.
Yeah, but he is heading for Norris Pond.
Eddie!
Yes, Master.
Eddie, don't jump in the lake.
Slave, no jump in lake, Master.
Okay.
Slave waits command.
Tell him to go home.
Yeah, go home, Eddie.
Very well. Slave, go home.
Boy, Beaver. Even if he is kidding, I'm sure glad I didn't hypnotize him.
Well, hello there, Beaver. I thought you were going to spend the afternoon with Larry.
Well, I was. But I thought I'd better spend it at home.
Is anything wrong?
Oh, gee, no, Mom. Did you think I ought to talk to Dad?
Well, honey, he's working in the den. I don't think he wants to be disturbed.
Well, if I talked to him and didn't disturb him, you think it'd be all right?
Well, if you can manage that, I guess it would. Look, Beaver, I was baking a cake, so I made you gingerbread man.
No thanks, Mom.
Yeah, what is it, dear?
It's not dear, Dad. It's me.
Oh. You want something?
Yes, Dad. Could I please talk to you without disturbing you?
Yeah, if you make it snappy.
Well, if a guy got hypnotized, could he stay hypnotized for the whole rest of his life?
Beaver, what are you getting at?
Well, if a guy hypnotized a guy, when a guy who was hypnotized committed a crime, would the hypnotizer be sent to jail?
Well, Beaver, I don't think that would work. It seems to me I read somewhere that even if a person is hypnotized, they won't do anything that goes against their moral code.
What's that?
It's their sense of right and wrong.
But suppose the guy didn't have one of those.
Look, Beaver, I'm pretty busy right now. Could you just run along and not bother me with a lot of silly questions?
Yes, Dad. I guess I could not bother you.
Beaver? Did you talk to your father?
Yes, Mom.
What did he say?
He told me to beat it.
Did you tell your son to beat it?
What son?
Beaver.
No, of course not.
Well, he said you did.
Dear, are you by any chance trying to get my goat?
Well, of course not, dear.
Then would you please beat it?
What are you doing here?
Beaver!
Oh, hi, Wally. I guess I was kind of having a nightmare.
What were you dreaming about? You were hollering about Eddie.
Eddie was on top of this big cliff. He was going to jump in this big volcano. And Larry was there with a bottle of gutter water laughing.
What's going on, Beaver? You acted dopey all through supper.
Well, yesterday I hypnotized Eddie, and today he was following me around saying he was my slave.
Oh, come on, Beaver. He was just giving you the business.
No, he wasn't. He said he was going to do all kinds of terrible things and kill and steal for me.
Oh, that dirty rat. Pretending he was hypnotized after I told him not to.
You sure he was only kidding?
Sure, I'm sure.
Boy.
Hey, look, Beaver. Tomorrow after school, I'll meet you over by Larry's. We'll see if we can fix that wise guy, Eddie.
Thanks, Wally. You know, sometimes in the day, you're kind of mean. But you're a pretty good brother in the night.
June, I'm home. June?
You want something, dear?
Oh, there you are.
Home early.
Well, I worked all weekend. I think I can afford to come home early.
You know, you sort of neglected the boys over the weekend. Maybe you should make it up by spending a little more time with them.
Huh? Where are they?
Oh, well, they're not home from school yet.
Oh. Well, when they come home from school, dear, I'll spend more time with them.
Hey, Wally, here he comes.
Okay, now you guys do just like I said.
Master, I steal for you. I kill for you.
Hi, Eddie. Yeah, hi, Eddie.
Master, I am yours to command.
Very well, slave. Turn left. Keep walking, slave. Keep walking.
Oh. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Eddie.
What's the matter, slave?
Having fun, wise guy?
Gee, Wally, you know how it is. I was just kidding around.
No, Eddie, I don't know how it is. You tell me.
Yeah, tell him, Eddie.
Well, I...
Hey, guys, look at the big rabbit.
Get him, Wally, get him. Hey, stop running, you cruddy slag.
Hey, there he is.
Ha 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 ha! down the mud.
Yeah. You know, Eddie's the kind of guy that if you want him to be your friend, you gotta jump on him once in a while.
I don't think he's gonna fool around with us for an awful long time.
Hi, fellas.
Say, your mother wants you to come down to supper now.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Look, guys, I was awfully busy over the weekend. I'm afraid I didn't have very much time to spend with you. Beaver, didn't you have some sort of problem you wanted to talk to me about yesterday?
Yeah, Dad. But why I took care of it by shoving Eddie in the mud.
Well, don't you think you ought to tell me about it?
Well.
It's okay, Beav.
Well, you see, Dad, me and Larry went to see the show, The Mad Hypnotist. And then Eddie came along while I was talking to a cat, and he got hypnotized. And for 2 whole days, he kept following me around. And then all of a sudden, today, Wally said...
What are you thinking about?
Beaver, the mighty hypnotist. Can you imagine what that poor little fellow went through the last couple of days, thinking he had Eddie and his power?
Well, it was a terrible thing to do, but you really think Wally should have pushed Eddie in the mud?
Well, ordinarily, dear, I don't approve of tactics like that. But in Eddie's case, I think a good mud bath might be just the thing he needs to clear up his warped perspective. I just wish I'd paid more attention to Beaver yesterday when he tried to talk to me.
Well, dear, that wasn't your fault. You just didn't have time.
Yeah, that's one of the problems today. Seems we never have time to listen to our children.
Well, did your father always have time?
Oh, sure, he'd listen. One of the kids had troubles, he'd let him talk it all out. Then, 9 times out of 10, we'd get it with the belt.
Well, that sounds so cruel.
Well, maybe so, dear, but at least he'd listen.
Up next on I Love Lucy, actress Catherine Card makes her very first appearance as Lucy's mother. And don't miss a signature scene from the series as the cast crosses the George Washington Bridge singing, California, Here I Come. Stay tuned.